All righty. Good morning. 6:36. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Boy,
we're going to take a full look at your forecast here in just a little bit. Right now, though, let's do Rock News.
Here's your Plan B morning show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
Well, Disturbed and Rod Zombie will headline the inaugural Chaos AB Festival in Edmonton, Alberta on July 26th and 27th. Slayer, Headstones, and Royal Tusk are also on the opening day bill. And Marilyn Manson, Gwar, and Selfish Things are among the second day acts. That is a heavy, heavy festival. I love that.
Me too.
Alberta, is that on the other side or is that by us? I know so little about Canada.
I want to say it's on the other side.
Oh, Canada. Our home and native land. I don't know.
Not too fond of Canada.
I don't mind Canada.
Yeah, it's because you haven't gone there and had to get naked to get there.
Need a little cavity search in Canada?
I did.
Did you get the Canadian shocker?
They didn't touch me. They did everything but, though. No pun intended. You know, come on. I don't really want to go to Canada. I just want your duty-free booze.
Good thing they have thin fingers in Canada.
Yeah.
That would have hurt more. Anyway, that's going to be a good time. Tickets are on sale if you want to make the trek. Also, Metallica fans will finally get to see James Hetfield's performance, his acting debut on May 3rd when Netflix premieres Extremely Wicked, Shockingly Evil, and Vile. Hetfield plays a police officer in the thriller about notorious serial killer Ted Bundy, who is portrayed by Zac Efron. Netflix has also released a new trailer for the film. Hetfield, ha!
Don't like it.
You're under arrest, ha! You're coming with me, Ted Bundy, ha!
That's why I don't like it.
I think it's going to be good.
Yeah?
I think he, knowing Hetfield, he probably took it really serious.
Just stick to music. What are you doing?
Yeah, what do we always say? Don't be a critic. Maybe he does a really good job.
But it's one of those things. It's one of those things. Now, if it wasn't James Hetfield, if it was somebody different, but James Hetfield is such a standalone guy in the music world. You know, it's like Michael Jordan playing baseball. Just doesn't work. He could be the greatest baseball player ever, but Michael Jordan's a basketball player.
Okay, but what
James Hetfield is a lead singer. He's not an actor.
I've never seen
him in an acting thing, but I know
he's done music videos. That counts as acting.
He's
just a real fuddy duddy. You don't agree with me? No.
He can do whatever. So when you're watching this movie, you're going to be like, okay, that's a new guy. That's not James Hetfield.
Well,
that's
not going to look at Zac Efron playing Ted Bundy and go, huh?
Exactly. I'm not either.
So we're not even going to watch the movie.
I won't even.
Movie's gonna suck.
I'll give it a shot.
Yeah.
But I guarantee you the whole time I'm gonna be watching James Hetfield and just thinking Metallica, just thinking music.
He's an officer, you know. Instead of a gun, he's got a guitar.
Right. Doesn't bother you though? No. Let's say, you know, it's like somebody who's doing a comedy role their whole life and then they jump into a serious role and you're like, dude, it just doesn't work for me. Like you're a comedy actor.
No, because I'm not such a critic as you are. I'm much more open. I'm not such a fuddy duddy to people's dreams.
You don't have the brain to think into it.
I like movies. anyway, so yeah, that's coming out on May 3rd. Hunter won't be watching, but you definitely should. All right, let's do your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
Well, unfortunately, this was the beginning of the end. On this day in rock history in 1994, Kurt Cobain's mother filed a missing persons report on her son. As we all know, Cobain was found dead at his home in Seattle 4 days later.
She filed a missing persons thing and didn't check the house?
Well, he was at his house in Seattle. I don't know if she just went. He was in the guest house of his Seattle home. That's where he supposedly shot himself. I still think Courtney Love killed him, or had him killed.
Man.
But anyway, yeah.
Wow.
So today was the day that Cobain's mom filed a missing person report. There you go. That's your rock history.